Hello. Welcome to our third and last review class of this week. We are going to look at the writing classes this time, okay, guys? And this time I'm going to focus on giving you some alternatives to do the same things that we did in the writing classes that Teacher Louise taught, but some alternative ways to say the same thing. So the first one is there. And yes, I think working on our social media profile is going to be a fantastic idea. So here we have I think, and in this email giving suggestions, we end up having a tendency to say I think too many times. So I'm going to give you guys some other ways to say I think. I mentioned it in one of our last review classes, but this time I'm going to give you some more ideas. This can be used for writing and for speaking, okay? Just so you can try to be less repetitive, okay? Because I think is the most simple way to say it, but you will sound more sophisticated, you can say, if you use some alternatives and if you are not so repetitive, because we have a lot of great options to say I think, and there's no reason to say just I think all the time. I think this, I think that. Let's see some other ways, okay? So the first one, to be honest is a way to give your opinion, okay? So you can add to be honest before I think to make it a little more varied. I think working on our social media, blah, blah. Another one, in my opinion. This one you don't have to add, I think. In my opinion, working on social media on our social media profile is going to be a fantastic idea. In my opinion, and in my view, da forma que eu vejo, na minha visão, it's going to be a great idea. The way I see it, da forma que eu vejo, again, do meu ponto de vista, the way I see it, it's going to be a great idea. Another one that is really common is as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, até onde vai meu entendimento, meu pensamento? That's going to be a great idea. As far as I'm concerned, that's the best idea I've heard all year. Para mim, essa é a melhor ideia que eu ouvi o ano inteiro. As far as I'm concerned, that's the best idea I've heard all year. Another one, in all honesty. This one is similar to be honest. And you can add, I think, or not after it. So, in all honesty, that idea is awesome. Or, in all honesty, that's not such a good idea. And if you want to seem more like you researched and you have, like, a big opinion, you can say, based on my research. Baseado nas minhas pesquisas. Isso funciona muito bem. Based on my research, that approach works really well. Baseado nas minhas pesquisas, essa abordagem funciona muito bem. Okay, so this is a little more like you know what you're saying. So it sounds really good. Another one that's like that. It's my understanding. Again, you are expressing that you have knowledge about that topic. It's my understanding that approach doesn't work at all. De acordo com o meu entendimento, com o meu conhecimento, essa abordagem não funciona de forma alguma. It's my understanding that... You have to be careful here, because we usually say, it's my understanding that. That is part of this expression. It's my understanding that, como que, aquela abordagem. It's my understanding that approach isn't the best. Não é melhor. Okay? And another one is, it seems to me. Me parece. This one doesn't have to do with research, but it expresses that you have knowledge. It seems to me that this is a perfect way to start, for example. Me parece que essa é uma forma perfeita de iniciar, de começar. It seems to me that is a perfect way to start. It seems to me. And another quick one here, wrap my head around. Teacher Luis explained this really well, and you guys already know what it means, but it's really common. I just wanted to make that clear. It's very common, and it has to do with accepting that something is true. So you can say as well, get used to the idea. I'm still getting used to the idea of working in a different sector. Eu ainda estou me acostumando com a ideia de trabalhar em outro setor. I'm still getting used to the idea of working at a different sector. Eu ainda estou me acostumando com a ideia de trabalhar em outro setor. Or you can say, I'm still assimilating the idea of working at a different sector. And another really, really common one is take in the fact. I haven't taken in the fact that our manager didn't show up, for example. Eu ainda estou digerindo o fato de que nosso gerente não apareceu. I haven't taken in the fact that our manager didn't show up. Eu não digeri ainda o fato de que o nosso gerente ainda não apareceu. Okay, so these are some alternative ways to say wrap my head around, wrap your head around. Just accept a fact that is true. Our next sentence is from the summarizing ideas email. So what are some other ways to summarize? So we don't have only full emails used for summarizing ideas, for giving a person a rundown, um resumo, né, do que aconteceu, do que foi dito. So it's not necessarily the whole email, but if you are writing a long email, it's good to have a paragraph at the end or a line at the end, kind of summarizing the whole thing. É bom ter uma linha, um parágrafo no final, dando um resumo geral, quando o e-mail é muito longo. And some ways we can do that, we'll see now, okay? So the sentence from the email is, basically, we have a three-part program that focuses on what we consider to be three key soft skills: leadership, stewardship, and team building. So we have basically there that is already expressing that you are summarizing something. But some other ways you can say is in summary. So this one is more literal. Em resumo, we have a three-part program. That's one way. Another one is to sum things up. Para somar tudo no final das contas, okay? So to sum things up, para resumir, we have a three-part program. To sum things up, we have a three-part program. This is very common, guys, and it sounds good. Okay, so to sum things up. You can say this when you are ending a presentation or if you called someone to give some instructions, you can end it. So to sum things up, então para resumir tudo que eu falei, so to sum things up, you just have to present the project using a different approach, for example. Você tem que apresentar o projeto com uma abordagem diferente. Another one is a more simple one, in conclusion. Or finally, this one is only for, finally is only for finishing emails, okay? Not good to start a summarizing email, but to finish a long email and give a summary of what you said, or in the end, no fim das contas, something, something. In the end, we have a three-part project. No fim das contas, nós temos um programa de três partes, a three-part program. Okay? And I just wanted to comment on the soft skills and hard skills part. So remember that soft skills talk about social skills, so how well you can lead, how well you can help your teammates and integrate the team. And hard skills are technical skills. But I just wanted to say that now in Portuguese, we are using this expression, okay? So a gente está pegando essa expressão do inglês e está usando cada vez mais no ambiente corporativo em português, okay? So I've seen some soft skill training programs. Aqui no Brasil já tem alguns programas de treinamento que se chamam soft skills. So, be alert to hearing that expression more and more. Então, fiquem alertas que vocês vão ouvir essa expressão mais e mais em português mesmo. So, that's it for that sentence. Let's go to our next one. Our next sentence is, I feel like you could have gone into more detail regarding how much of each product we're setting aside for each client. So, this is a feedback. You're giving a feedback about something you read. And we have the expression there, feel like. I feel like. Eu sinto que something, something. Eu tenho a impressão que something, something. Feel like is a little bit informal. So some formal alternatives would be believe. I believe that you could have gone into more detail, or have the impression. This one is very common. I have the impression you could have gone into more detail. I have the impression you had to specify some more items, things like that. And also those alternatives that I gave a few minutes ago about, I think you can use it here because you're giving your opinion. So the way I see it is one of the common ones. Forma que eu vejo do meu ponto de vista. The way I see it, you should have gone into more detail. Você deveria ter entrado em mais detalhes. And here we have a really important structure that is could have. What does it mean when we put have after a model? So we can say could have, poderia ter. We are throwing the model to present perfect. What is present perfect? Something that happened in the past and is affecting us now. And the exact point when it happened in the past is not important. The important thing is it happened and it is affecting us. So you could have gone into more detail. Você poderia ter entrado em mais detalhes. We can add have to would. Você teria entrado em mais detalhes. We can add have to should have. This one is one of the most common. You should have gone into more detail. Você deveria ter entrado em mais detalhes. So we are using the have to throw the model to the present perfect tense, to the past. Okay? This is very common. You should have started the meeting without her. Você deveria ter começado a reunião sem ela. You should have started the meeting without us. Okay? Você deveria ter. This is very useful and we will use it a lot. And we see it a lot during the classes. I don't know if you guys have had already noticed. And just a little fun fact here is that in English, they have a saying that is called coulda, woulda, shoulda. This is used to talk about things that you didn't do and you should have done. So the A there, coulda, is could have. Woulda is would have and shoulda is should have. Então, é usado para falar sobre coisas que você deveria ter feito, poderia ter feito e não fez. So things you regret not doing. There are a lot of songs called coulda, woulda, shoulda. Tem muitas músicas com esse nome porque é um dizer muito comum para falar de coisas da vida. Life things like relationships, jobs, projects. Things that you could have done during the project, that you could have done during the relationship, but you didn't. É uma forma de, quando alguém está se lamentando pelo que não fez, você pode falar, ah, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Ah, eu deveria, poderia ter feito, mas não fez. Então, paciência. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Things you should or could have done and you didn't do. It's a really common saying that is used in all kinds of situations, so it's good to be prepared if you listen to it. And depending on this, on the accent, you will hear that kind of abbreviation. So, I feel like you could have gone. I feel like you could have gone. I feel like you should have gone. You should have gone. The have is really abbreviated, especially in American English, but it happens also in British English. Okay? Coulda, woulda, shoulda. It's a saying, but it's also good to remember the abbreviation. So let's go to our next sentence, guys. This next sentence is from the formal versus informal email. And I think we should talk about a few things here. Great meeting. This is the end of the email. I don't know if you guys remember. Great meeting, great lunch. That was one hell of a day. Anyway, see you at the office tomorrow. Ótima reunião, ótimo almoço. Esse foi um dia então, um baita dia, in a positive way. Mas de qualquer forma, te vejo amanhã no escritório. So, hell is used in informal expressions. And it usually has a negative expression. Like something bad that happened or something that was really hard. You can say like, oh my gosh, that meeting was hell. Meu Deus, aquela reunião foi inferno. But you have to be careful because some Americans consider these kind of sentences to be offensive. Not all, of course, but tem alguns que consideram essas frases ofensivas, especially some more religious regions of the United States. But anyway, Let's see some other positive ways to use how. Você dizer que algo foi legal, algo foi bom. So you can say, sure as hell. Sure as hell. Com toda certeza, certeza total, absoluta. Sure as hell. Again, very informal. You can also say, hell yes, hell yes. Sim, claro, it's a very intense yes. And an interesting one is for the hell of it. When you do something for no reason, you have no good reason to do that, you might be just doing it for fun. I'm gonna do it just for the hell of it. Eu vou fazer só porque sim. Eu não tenho motivo, mas eu quero fazer. I'm gonna do it for the hell of it. Okay, these are some positive ways to use expressions with hell. Sure as hell, hell yes, for the hell of it, and one hell of a meeting. Uma baita de uma ótima reunião, muito boa. One hell of a day, one hell of a project, one hell of a week. Uma baita de uma semana, sensacional. One hell of a week. But remember, it's informal. And just another detail there. Anyway or anyways, you can use both ways. De qualquer forma, this is very common when you are writing and when you are speaking. Anyway, when you want to change the subject or you want to conclude. De qualquer forma, anyway, see you tomorrow. Anyway, we have to keep going. De qualquer forma, a gente tem que continuar indo. It's more informal. It's more informal when you write it and it's more informal when you say it. Okay? And it's a way to cut people off. É uma forma que as pessoas usam para cortar as outras. So, you hear someone saying something in the meeting that is not part of the topic, you can say, well, anyway, mas de qualquer forma, meio cortando a pessoa, não é muito educado, mas acontece. Então, lembra que anyway é um pouco mais informal e pode ser usado nesse sentido. Our second to last sentence is, I think it would be advisable to have your people take a look at your figures. Here again we have I think, so remember to use the alternatives so you don't become repetitive. And we have your people. Have your people. What does that mean? Have someone do something. This is what we call causatives. Esses são os que nós chamamos de causativos. It means that you asked or hired someone to do that. Significa que você pediu ou contratou alguém para fazer aquilo e não foi você mesmo que fez. Você providenciou com que alguém fizesse, seja contratando, seja pedindo. So, I think it would be advisable to have your people take a look at your figures. Eu acho que seria aconselhável você providenciar que as suas pessoas olhem os números, que é sua equipe, né, your people. So, another verb that is used with this same sense, but it's more informal, is get someone to do something. Again, providenciar que alguém faça algo. Fazer, pedir ou contratar alguém para fazer aquilo. So, I finally got my office cleaned. I finally got my office cleaned, or I finally had my office cleaned. It means that you didn't clean it, you had somebody do it, okay? It's causative. I finally got my office cleaned. Eu providenciei que o meu escritório fosse limpo. I finally had my office cleaned. Finalmente providenciei que o meu escritório fosse limpo. The get is a more informal option, but both are very common, okay? And in this sentence again, we have would be. We have a modal, so we have to use the verb to be without conjugation. This is a rule, okay? So, ser, estar, depois de modal, vai ser apenas be. And our last sentence is, that's why I think you'd be a great addition to our team and decided to get in touch. We're opening an R&D management position and we're looking for someone with your profile, technical background, and expertise. So, again, I'm going to give you guys some alternatives to say that's why. Isso é porque ou por esse motivo. You can say that being said. Tendo dito isso, eu acho que você seria uma ótima adição à nossa equipe. That being said. Or you can say in view of this. Em vista disso, devido a isso, I think you'd be a great addition to our team. In view of this, I think you'd be a great addition to our team. This is not only for writing, this is also useful for speaking, okay? And for this purpose, por essa razão, por esse propósito. For this purpose, I think you'd be a great addition to our team. Eu acho que você seria uma ótima adição à nossa equipe. Okay? And remember that somebody and someone mean the same thing. There's no difference. The use is exactly the same, but someone is a little bit more formal. Okay, guys? So that was our last sentence. I hope you guys get to use these alternatives and make your vocabulary a little more variable. So be careful you're not repetitive when you are writing and when you are speaking. Okay, guys, the better your vocabulary is, the less repetitive you are going to be. So I hope these last review classes helped you guys. And if you have any questions, leave them here in the comments. And don't forget to participate in the live classes and do the written exercises. E fazer os exercícios escritos. Okay, so that's it for this class. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.